RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Alison White is co-convener of the Safe Food Campaign. She's been on our show before, discussing the dangers of the agricultural chemical chlorpyrifos, particularly for New Zealand children. She started a petition to the government urging them to reassess and ban the brain-damaging insecticide chlorpyrifos. And now, bit of light under the door here, our New Zealand EPA has announced they are considering a ban because new information suggests its risks outweigh its benefits. Alison, nice to have you back. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay,
it's really good to be able to publicise the issue.
And I wonder if that's what's happened here. Because the EPA are saying, because new information suggests its risks outweigh the benefits, they might have been looking at it for a while, but surely there's been more talk about these risks. We've discussed it twice. These things go far and wide, you know.
Well, the problem is it depends on how you measure the risks. And one of the things that the EPA does is measure the risk against the benefits.
Yeah.
And what are the benefits? The benefits are to the people who use the spray, and the risks are the people who happen to be standing by or spraying it, but also the people consuming, in this case, consuming the substance in their food. And it's a special risk to children, young babies and children and pregnant women because of its brain damaging potential.
But they weren't looking at that.
No, they weren't. In their report, the EPA says its brief is not to look at pesticide residues in food. And we think that has been overlooked, that they reckon it's the province of the Agricultural Chemicals and Veterinary Medicines Act. In other words, the MPI, the Ministry for Primary Industries, should have presented a report about this brain-damaging pesticide, but they have not. But in the meantime, the EPA has dragged the chains about this. They're finally getting the message, and we're very pleased that the EPA is now considering a ban on this particular pesticide. And we want to encourage people to put in submissions. There are submissions due on it. They're calling for more information, especially trying to get at users and see if their assessment of benefits is greater than what the EPA has. But they're calling on more information about this, and this is due before the 12th of February.
Okay, just interpreting the language, because new information suggests its risks outweigh its benefits. So the risks are to health, right? And that doesn't stop at just the person who applies it.
We are arguing, in addition, and this problem has not been addressed by the EPA, that we are at risk from residues in our food.
Yeah.
And this has not been addressed. So the EPA are only talking about the risks to bystanders if it's just been applied, the risks to applicators.
Yeah.
And also the risk to the environment. And to be fair, the EPA has considered this, the environmental risk, pretty fairly well. There's a risk to bees. It's found everywhere. It's persistent. And the biggest pressure on our Environmental Protection Agency is the fact that chlorpyrifos is already in the process of being listed under what they call the Stockholm Convention as a persistent organic pollutant. And this means it's on the way out anyway.
Yeah.
And for the benefit of New Zealand's exports, it's better if it's on the way out sooner rather than later.
So you can look at applying it and all of that, but ultimately it's going to end up in the food. Ultimately.
It's ending up in the food.
And how can you argue against that? So that would surely trigger the same sort of consideration of a ban on that level.
Yes, it should have been considered as well, but our MPI, for whatever reason, has not considered it. And this is the real risk. There's a New Zealand study, and we presented all of this in our lengthy submission with references to the Parliamentary Select Committee. And that was last year that we did all this. And we pointed out that a lot of countries around the world, 39 countries that we know about, and there may be more now, a lot of countries around the world have banned this pesticide precisely because of its brain damaging effect. And this means that it needs only a tiny effect, a tiny amount, such as you might get in food, for it to damage the brain. And this is at particular risk for young children, babies, the babies in the womb.
Yeah, peanut, I've got a list. Raisins, peanut butter, tomatoes, a range of summer fruit, green veggies, baby food.
It's really shocking that it's in our baby food. So my strong advice to you, if you listen to this and you are pregnant, if you have young children, don't buy non-organic baby food.
Yeah. So babies and kids, Alison.
In 2022, a study was published which looked at over 500 school-aged children, and it looked for a number of different pesticides in their bodies. What they found was that there were alarmingly high levels of chlorpyrifos, or a metabolite, a breakdown product, of levels compared to overseas in the bodies of these New Zealand school-aged children. And this is a particular concern for us. They would have got it through food. And so pesticides in food, especially of chlorpyrifos, are a direct danger to our children, especially with what we know about the brain damaging effects of chlorpyrifos.
All right, but we're not used to much movement in the areas. I'm speaking for our entire audience that we want to see movement in. Maybe we see little bits here and there, but this feels like a bit of movement in the right direction, but nowhere near far enough.
Yeah, we're very pleased that the EPA has finally come out. Chlorpyrifos was on the reassessment list, has been on their reassessment list since 2020. And they've offered various excuses like COVID and so on. But the fact is that EPA have what we would like EPA to do is to issue a red alert on this pesticide so that it's not used by anyone.
Even if quantities or stocks are still lying around.
That's right.
Because they will be, probably.
They will be.
Okay. Thanks for coming on and informing us of it.
Great.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.